All right, so as we begin this evening's meditation session, we'll take a few moments to remind the posture, those three qualities of ground, that quality of stability of the hips and pelvis. The second quality is that of uprightness, a sense of balance, of poise, of the upper body, the head and neck. A gentle elongation toward the sky. And finally, one of relaxation, of ease within this body. So we practice with this juxtaposition of uprightness, of wakefulness, and yet ease, receptivity, relaxation. After establishing this posture of uprightness. And then some people mentioned last week, if you need support for your back, that's perfectly fine. Just to be upright as much as is possible and comfortable. The posture should be overall comfortable. Scanning the body for any areas of tension, of tightness, inviting that area to soften to some degree, to loosen. It may just be a little bit. This is fine. This is okay. And taking a few deeper breaths to help you arrive. Noticing if there's anything your mind is preoccupied with. And having this intention to set that aside for this next half hour. To give yourself a respite from your worries. To practice being fully present. And beginning as we did last week, letting your attention rest on the experience of sound. The sounds within your room, your home, sounds of this voice, outside sounds. So as each sound becomes known to you, simply receive that sound. Listen to that sound as simply and directly as possible. Having a receptive attitude, letting the sounds come to you. No need to seek them out. No need to search for them. Simply allowing them to be known. And practicing letting your attention rest solely on hearing. Just this experience of sound. As you do this, you may notice the mind comments on the sound, perhaps irritation or interest, curiosity. Or even the simple labeling. That is a clock ticking, a car driving by. Practice going underneath these descriptions, these interpretations, and these reactions. And just allowing sound to be known very simply, very directly. Practice a non-resistance to each sound, so it can arise of its own accord and fall away. Our only task is simply to know, to simply listen. The sound may be a very helpful object of awareness, something that we rest our attention on. And it can teach us this receptivity, this non-resistance. We can use those same qualities as we meet the experience of the body. So letting your awareness now shift into this experience of sitting, the internal rising and passing of sensations, pressures, temperatures. Some sensations may be pleasant, some unpleasant. As meditators, we learn a balance to hold both the pleasant and unpleasant with equality, with receptivity. One of the qualities of mindfulness is the ability to zoom in on one particular aspect or to zoom out to take a much bigger picture. So practicing this zooming in for a moment, bringing your awareness into one of your palms, almost like shining a flashlight to illuminate this part of the body. Sensing internally, what does this palm actually feel like? If I look past the idea of hand into the felt sense, what is present? What is here? And particularly noticing the changing quality of the sensations which are present. As I tune into my own palm, I feel a warmth that's pulsating. There's gentle waves of pressure moving through my palm. Overall pleasant, and sometimes the pressure is a little unpleasant. Just noticing. Now zooming out slightly, to noticing the whole hand, the back surface, the front surface, the internal sensations, the fingers, the wrist. Letting go of the idea of hand and experiencing the direct moment-by-moment reality of hand, the constant flux and change. And zooming back even a little bit more to notice the experience of both hands at the same time. How they may feel different. And zooming in and into the other hand, the palm. It's quite amazing how our attention can simply shift and suddenly a whole new world is revealed. The right palm, in my case. Simply resting in this receptive attention, this non-reactive knowing. What is the back of the hand, the fingers, What is that like in this moment? Noticing how each moment, if you look closely, is a little different. A different sensation, a different experience. And now, zooming out to a broader viewpoint with your mindfulness, and taking in the experience of the whole torso and belly, the chest. Feeling the surface, the front and back, the sides. And noticing the internal experience of this belly, this torso, this chest. Noticing how these sensations may be perceived differently than those of the hand, or perhaps in a similar way. No preconceptions of what it should be there. Simply noticing what actually is present. Sometimes as we turn into our torso, some of the sensations may be connected with emotions. This is perfectly fine and normal, particularly if we're struggling or if we're excited about something. For right now, relaxing the idea of what the emotion may be pointing toward, and resting in the body sense of it, the simple sensations. It's natural for our minds to become distracted by thinking. As soon as you recognize this, you've already woken back up. Celebrate the fact that you've recognized that thinking is occurring. And gently return to the sensations of this body. With patience, with grace. And just like the hand, noticing the quality of movement, of change within this torso, belly, chest. The changing pressure, temperature, the changing sensation. Letting yourself rest with attention, resting in the knowing. And one of the sensations we may label as breath. The pressure change, the movement of the chest and belly. We're practicing even dropping the idea of breathing and simply noticing the direct experience of sensation. Relaxing the mind's need to do something with, to evaluate, to relax the evaluation. And simply surrender into the knowing. Simply receiving this sensation. And now this one. Gently encouraging a steadiness, a sustained resting in the sensations of the breath and of the body. In a few moments, you'll hear the sound of this bell ringing. Staying within the meditation until the sound fades completely after the third strike. And even after the sound has faded, taking your time to come out of the meditation, noticing what this body and mind feel like right now.